which they were able to pick up speed again and were soon nearing the Matt Trans hangar. They reached a junction.
Bastard! Which way?
We came from three levels down, but we sure as hell don't want to go back like that.
We want to get up to the level above, take out the cold hearts overlooking the gate. Need the comms to open the door safely and take out any kind of alarm.
There must be an elevator or stairwell leading off one of these corridors.
Quick wreck. We take each of them, splitting up. Meet back here as soon as possible. Triple fast, triple frosty, people.
They separated into three. Dean and Jack took one corridor, Ryan and Christy another, while JB traversed the third on his own. Within a minute, they'd gathered once more. Ryan shook his head and acknowledged the same from Dean, but JB had more to say.
Sector halfway down the corridor, closed where the others aren't. From the lay of the land, it can't do anything but lead up a stairwell.
That's gotta be it. But it's going to have to be a full assault. There's no other way we can handle it. Just the one entrance.
Dean, if the comps are down, could we open the main sector to the chamber from any other way?
Depends. I reckon we could still rewire and bypass any damaged terminals.
I'm thinking of tossing a shrapnel gran up the stairwell into the ob port. I'd prefer a nerve gran, but I don't have one. It's just the comp damage.
What about the walls? We don't want to bring down the redoubt around us.
The armor glass will give way, and the blast will be directed out into the hangar. The only worry is that the people below will pick up some superficial injuries, but they should be able to take some kind of cover.
We'll risk it. It's virtually asking to buy the farm if we do it any other way.
All right, then. I'll do it.
Here you go, then.
The armorer looked up the twisting staircase that led to the op-port. He'd hoped that he would only have to toss the gren up the stairwell, but its twisting angle dictated that he had to take another course. If he was quick enough, he could take a couple of the steps, toss the grenade around the angle of the stairwell, and pull back before it detonated. Taking a deep breath and counting inside his head, JB took the stairs two at a time. Four stairs, two steps, pull the pin. Count one, two, three, four. He tossed the grenade around the angle of the stairs and leapt back down the corridor.
Hot pipe! If that didn't do it, nothing will. What the hell's going on?
The armor glass above the heads of the huddled army exploded with light and sound. The gate and crossroads dwellers had been kept in semi-darkness and silence since the companions had been taken from them. Once Ryan and his people had been removed, the illuminated one seemed to have lost interest and had merely maintained a watch. After a period, Gloria had directed her warriors to pick up their weapons and clean them off, checking them so that they could be used, despite the film of water across the floor. She had no idea if there would be an opportunity to use them, but hoped that the companions would find a way to release them. John traveled around, checking weaponry, and was able to report back to Gloria that the force would be ready, if and when necessary, to begin the fight. The time passed, with no way of knowing how long they'd been there. The cold inside the chamber, the damp from the soaking they'd received, ate into their bones, making them shiver and feel that they were stuck in limbo. So the sudden violence of the gren explosion jolted them out of their stupor and gave them hope.
Shit! It's Jack!
Gloria's heart leapt when she saw the companions appear in the hole left by the shattered armor glass.
The main man is chilled. Mildred and Doc are in search of the cure. We're gonna open the doors, then we move. Clean the place out quickly as possible.
I hear you, honey! Everybody check your blasters and check your brains. We're gonna roll.
Up in the ob port, Dean had picked his way over the blood-spattered corpses in the bay and was examining the smashed comp terminals. There had been three people in the area, and the shrapnel had ripped them to pieces. It had also ripped into the terminals, and Dean was examining the smashed metal to try and make sense of the fiber optics that lay loose across the floor.
Think it can be fixed, Dean?
Don't know.
The younger Carter crossed fiber optics, and lights came on in the chamber below.
It's a start.
In the chamber below, the main sector began to rise.
Come on, let's get down and join them before the sec arrive.
The others agreed, and immediately dropped down the dozen or so feet to arrive on the chamber's floor. It was an easy descent, and they were soon with Gloria and Tammy, ready to begin the assault. Gloria embraced Jack, holding him close.
Come on, sugar. Let's get this tidied up and get you sorted.
John made his way through the throng of people and handed the companions their blasters, holding back Doc's Lama and Mildred's Checkmate ZKR.
I'll keep these for when we catch up with them. You'd better check, but I've given them a thorough cleaning check already.
You're a good man.
JB noted that the Uzi and M4000 were ready to fire. John smiled. From JB Dix, that was the highest praise. The companions all took their weapons. They were ready now for a firefight and for the gate to move forward in their destiny. Despite what had happened, the Gate Queen still believed that that part of the legend of their tribe could be fulfilled by this battle. The woman turned to her people, checking Ryan's expression. He gave her a nod.
Let's go get those scum fuckers!
The battle was swift and violent. The Gate and Crossroads fighters spilled out of the open sector with speed, their enforced idleness now cleansed in the expectation of battle and of vengeance.
Take the corridors! Split into groups and root out the scum! Tammy, split them like before!
All right, people, you know your tasks. You know how you were split. Take out the corridors, one by one!
Will we be able to open those doors?
Sure, Yardy. The main comp's off.
Yardy read the code from the scratch plate and keyed it in.
Time to fucking party!
Following Yardy's lead, other war party leaders keyed in codes, and the doors began to rise along the corridors. The illuminated ones were easy meat. Some were more alert and had better fighting instincts than others, banding together to form bridgeheads from which they could defend their positions. Despite their laser rifles and the defensive strength of being inside the rooms that were being overrun, they didn't have the skills of the Gate and were soon eradicated. The invading fighters suffered few casualties, with only a few of the Vill fighters getting caught in the crossfire. For the most part, the Gate warriors mopped up resistance with ease. The companions stuck together as they swept through the redoubt, with Gloria and Tammy joining them when their paths crossed at corridor junctions.
Where are Mildred and Doc, sweets?
I don't know. We need to find them.
Tammy soon joined the party.
Hey, Tammy! Hey, kid. Kid?
They headed toward the sector, leading out onto the bridge.
Over on the other side, there's very little going on, but they must have some kind of warning by now. Can only get a few people over at a time, so we need to really hit hard and fast.
The door rose, revealing the bridge stretching out over the chasm.
Holy shit! That's gonna be a fucker if they come out the other end!
We'll have to get across quick and hope they don't.
Ryan stepped onto the metal, not looking down at the rock shelf below.
Tread lightly. This bastard thing moves too much for my liking.
Don't worry about us.
The Amazons had spent too long moving through trees and dense foliage, balancing and picking their way across branches, to be worried by the metal bridge. Gloria and Tammy moved across behind Ryan and Christy, and before Jack, Dean, and JB. The Gate woman looked over the side at the chasm, and at the ledge populated by the lab experiments.
What the fuck are those poor bastards? More experiments by these illuminated assholes. Could have been us if we hadn't gotten the hell out in time.
It'll be a better world when we get rid of these scum fuckers.
Exactly what I've been saying.
They were halfway across when the sect door on the opposite side opened. A sect team was behind the door, armed with laser blasters. They were now aware of the battles taking place on the other side of the redoubt. Although they hadn't had time to wreck fully, it was possible that some of the corridors curved around the chasm, and war parties had already reached that area, alerting the illuminated ones to the invasion. Whatever the reason, the party standing on the metal bridge now found itself at the mercy of the sect team, with nowhere to run.
Damn those bastards to hell!
Ryan pulled the stire from his back. He blasted toward the gathering sect, clustered in the doorway. The rounds from the rifle ripped through them, scattering the illuminated ones. Some fell to the ground, chilled or fatally wounded. Others dove backward to get out of the way. And others dropped to their stomachs and began to fire back with wayward laser blasts that dipped wildly about the bridge.
Try and keep out of range!
Christy dove to the bridge's moving floor and attempted to take aim with her .38 Smith & Wesson. The bridge was beginning to sway wildly as the seven people gathered on it began evasive maneuvers. Both Ryan and JB were trying to aim their weapons with one hand while gripping the thin metal rail in an attempt to duck out of the way of the laser blasts and still stay on the walkway. It was getting harder to keep their balance. The sway of the bridge increased, and two sects had good cover within the hallway beyond the door from which to snipe at the bridge. Either the lasers would get Ryan's people, or the bridge would throw them off.
What?
Hold your fire! I implore you!
Doc! It's Mildred and Doc!
As they moved along the bridge, they saw Mildred and Doc appear in the doorway. holding laser blasters.
Our people are everywhere. It's like an abattoir back there, but I think we're ahead. There's not many of the illuminated ones left.
That's good, but... Mildred smiled. It was weak.